This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. My name is Melissa Science. I am with the Tax Policy Division with the Training and Web Development Team. For 2018, we will be delivering short podcasts to bring you a fast and easy way to keep you up to date on tax topics, news, and quick tips for your business. Here with me today, I have Stephanie Medog. She is currently with the Training and Web Development Team and has been in state government since 1977. How are you today, Steph?
Hey, I'm great. And thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right into it. January is here, and that means sales tax reports and payments are due. Steph, who is this for?
It's for all sales tax permit holders in Texas. So if you have a Texas sales tax permit, you're going to be filing a return in January. That's everybody. Annual, quarterly, monthly. All of the filers will file in January.
Wow, that's a lot of filers.
A lot of filers.
When is the due date for the sales tax reports and payments?
The due date usually falls on the 20th day following the end of the period. Everyone, like I said, has this common due date, which is January 20th.
Steph, I'm looking at the calendar and the 20th falls on a Saturday. So is this meaning the due date's on Saturday this year?
You've got a good eye, Melissa. No, actually, when the due date falls on a weekend or a holiday, the due date moves forward to the next business day. So this year, the due date is Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
Great to know. So a little bit extra time there. Steph, what's your experience on the due date?
My experience, in one word, busy. In two words, very busy. We spend a lot of time helping last-minute filers get their information in.
All right, well, let's go over some filing options for everyone to consider.
Okay, basically, there are four ways to file your sales tax return. The first one is not for everybody, but we like to mention it. It's over the phone through telefile, and that's only for zero returns. Electronically through web file, in person at a local field office, or by mail.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start and talk about the easiest one, which is telefile. How does that work?
Well, it works pretty easily. Telefile is done completely through your telephone, and it's an automated system.
Is there a specific phone number for telefile?
Yes, the automated number is 8884, in other words, filing, or 888-434-5464.
All right, hold on. Let me make sure I wrote that down. 888-434-5464. Is that right?
That's perfect, yes.
All right, so can anyone file through telefile?
No, only if you're filing zero tax to report.
Great. And how many people last year filed through telefile?
Well, last year we had 8,260 taxpayers that telefiled.
Wow, that is a lot of people. And just to kind of go back, you said zero tax due. So does that mean we would have to file something even if we have zero to report?
Yes. If you have a sales tax permit, even if you didn't make any sales for a period, you still have to file the sales tax report. It just gives us information.
Great. What are some benefits of filing through telefile?
Well, it's 24 hours a day. You can telefile anytime you want to.
That's awesome. Now let's talk about my favorite option to file, web file. 70, how many people filed and paid last January through web file?
Well, we had a whole bunch. Last January, we had 370,860 taxpayer web file their sales tax returns.
Wow, that is a lot. Steph, have you ever used WebFile?
Personally, I haven't. But the controller's office does have walkthrough YouTube videos on how to register and file sales tax reports through WebFile. You should really check them out. I have, and they're great.
I completely agree. My favorite part about them is the step-by-step that they give you to register an account and file the return. That's my favorite part. What are some benefits of filing through WebFile?
Oh, there are tons of benefits. The first thing, and probably one of the best things, is it's available 24 hours a day. So whenever you're ready to file your return, the system's ready for you. Another benefit, it saves your filing history, so you don't have to make copies of a lot of information. It submits your report immediately, so you don't have to wonder, did it make it in the mail? It's great. It calculates the tax based on the information that you've submitted, And then you can pay your sales tax by credit card or through electronic funds transfer.
Wow. I think my favorite part is the saving the filing history, because I don't like to keep the copies. What if someone still needs help? What can they do?
Well, we have a telephone number that people can call for web file technical support. If you've got a second, maybe you want to write this down. It's 800-442-3453. Now, if you have questions about how to fill out the form or taxability questions, then you'd call our taxpayer services folks at 800-252-5555. But in both cases, the web file technical support and the taxpayer services people, they're there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So those are their business hours.
Great stuff. Just for me, I know web file is my favorite. But continuing on, I know you mentioned another option, which is the comptroller field office. Steph, what is a field office?
Well, our local field offices are brick and mortar locations where people can walk in and talk to an agent face to face. And they help with all types of services, including how to fill out a sales tax return.
That's great. Where are these field offices located?
Well, there are several locations in Texas. Field offices are located in cities such as Dallas, Corpus, Odessa, San Antonio, Houston, and of course, we have one here in Austin. There's a full list available on our website.
Now, Steph, I've heard mixed reviews about going into the field office to file in person. Do you think it's the best option?
You know, it's a personal choice. One of the benefits of going to the field office is you can talk to somebody face to face. You can work with an agent one on one. And, you know, if that's your preference, then that is the best option for you. The one thing to consider, though, is sometimes you may have to wait a little bit, especially in January, if there are other taxpayers needing assistance before the due date.
And I know exactly what you're talking about that line or waiting time, but I can see everyone's point. I like having a personal service, working one-on-one, someone helping me through the report, and I know their customer service at those field offices are renowned. So I get it.
One thing I'd like to point out is that the field offices, again, they're like the telephone services. They're in the office generally Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, if you go to the field office to file your sales tax report, they only accept cash, check, and the check can be a personal check or a business check, it doesn't matter, or certified funds. Just be aware that they are not able to take credit cards.
Oh, well, thanks for mentioning that. So only cash, check, or some kind of certified funds like a personal check or money order. Mm-hmm. Is that what I understand?
Exactly.
Great. Out of the three we talked about, I think my favorite is still going to be web file, but let's discuss our final option, which I know is your favorite, mailing in a report and payment. Does the comptroller office even still send out pre-printed reports?
They sure do. As a courtesy, the comptroller's office still sends out pre-printed reports, and the report should have the taxpayer's name, address, the filing period, and web file number, giving them the option to file online.
Steph, if someone receives a pre-printed report, are they required to mail in that return only?
No, just because you get a report in the mail doesn't mean you can only return it in the mail. You can still file web file.
By mailing in the return, is that going to be the most efficient method to file and pay my sales tax?
No, web file will still be the fastest option for processing. Mailing in your report and payment can take 2 to 3 weeks to process.
Thank you, Stephanie, for reviewing all the filing methods with me. Just to recap, January 22nd is the sales tax due date, and there are 4 ways for you to file. Over the phone, through telefile, as Steph said, only, no tax or returns. Electronically, through web file. In person, at our local field office, or by mail. Next week, we will continue our sales tax reporting segment and review the sales tax report in depth. We thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. If you have any suggestions or comments on this podcast, please submit them on our survey located on our tax policy videos webpage. Have a great day.